Different sounds work for different people, and generally the evidence shows that customized sounds that are tailored to your tinnitus, well, they seem to work better than just a general one-size-fits-all approach. One study found that longer and consistent use of sound therapy was more effective than shorter sessions.
Welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast, where we talk about how to reduce and overcome tinnitus. I'm your host, Dr. Ben Thompson, audiologist and founder of Treble Health, the nation's leader in tinnitus care. Together with the top doctors, I created the Tinnitus Quiz, a tool I believe everyone struggling with tinnitus should give a try. Ready for real relief that lasts? Start with our free assessment at tinnitusquiz.com. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
Is there a cure for tinnitus? No. But does that mean you're stuck with the sound and it won't change? Absolutely not. There's no magic bullet for tinnitus, and scientists have not yet found a cure that can completely eliminate it for the vast majority of people. But I've seen thousands of patients reduce their tinnitus so drastically that now it's no longer disruptive or bothersome. Today, we're going to go over five treatments that are backed by science to reduce your tinnitus. First up, sound therapy devices. This allows your body to get out of the fight or flight reaction and for your brain to slowly over time categorize tinnitus as a neutral sound. Here's an example of our favorite sound therapy device at Treble Health. It goes in the ear like this, putting this piece up and behind the ear, and then a thin wire going alongside the skin, sitting flush against the ear. Fairly discreet and very helpful. When the sound therapy device is in your ear, it's hardly noticeable. It's very lightweight and discreet. Our patients get a lot of benefit after we custom program these devices for their tinnitus sound. And on top of that, they can adjust the sound either through the device or through the app on their phone. These sound therapy devices not only allow your brain to focus on a sound that isn't your tinnitus, but it also promotes your brain's ability to ignore the tinnitus altogether. Sound therapy is a central component of many tinnitus treatments, and it was proposed as early as 1976 by J.A. Vernon. Vernon tried to use external noise to totally mask or cover the tinnitus, but over time he realized that even partial masking and mixing in with the tinnitus sound was very beneficial to his patients. Over time, researchers and scientists learned that completely covering the tinnitus with sound or sound therapy was not recommended for the long-term reduction of the tinnitus signal itself. What scientists and our team at Treble Health have learned to realize is that when you program the sound therapy through devices like this in your ear, that the sound therapy should be softer than your tinnitus. And with that correct mixing point, over time that allows your brain to reduce tinnitus significantly. If you're anything like our tinnitus patients, soothing sound therapy is likely to help you. Here are some common sounds that we use with our patients at Treble Health. First up, pink noise. Second, custom sound called blossom. Different sounds work for different people, and generally the evidence shows that customized sounds that are tailored to your tinnitus, well, they seem to work better than just a general one-size-fits-all approach. One study found that longer and consistent use of sound therapy was more effective than shorter sessions. With sound therapy devices, sometimes our patients get instant relief, but it's more typical to have significant changes after weeks of consistently using sound therapy devices. When patients choose to work with our team at Treble Health, we take the full knowledge we have of tinnitus and various solutions that exist, and we personalize it for them. For example, if someone has a high-pitched tinnitus that fluctuates during the day and they have significant trouble falling asleep at night, then we'll cater certain sounds and different protocols to help them in those situations. Sleep, daytime, and giving them volume control so they can adjust sound as their tinnitus fluctuates throughout the day. Some people do fine with just pink noise inside of the sound therapy devices, but others benefit from a more customized approach. And as a baseline, what's very important is that we look at your recent hearing test results and we can customize the programming based on what you're actually hearing. If, for example, you had a mild high-pitched hearing loss, then it would be very important to program the sound therapy devices accordingly so that you're getting the exact sound quality and the volume per pitch that is prescribed or recommended for you from one of our audiologists. I'd like to share the story of Martin, who is a patient at Tribal Health. Martin came to us after already visiting local doctors and essentially being told there wasn't much that they could do to help him. He had been dealing with intense tinnitus for about 3 months, and those were the hardest months of his life. After he got connected with us, we put him on a treatment plan that included sound therapy devices, and he looks at the sound therapy devices being one of the central components for how he improved and got better.
I received the tinnitus maskers, which really helped out a lot, and I was also listening to some white noise before going to bed. That really helped me put myself to sleep.
Toddy, on the other hand, had had significant tinnitus for years, and she contacted us after it progressively was getting a bit louder during a period of life that she was undergoing significant stress. Sometimes folks with tinnitus for years think that there's nothing out there that can help them. But Toddy's an example of someone who came to us looking for improvements in her tinnitus and was able to achieve significant reduction over time following our guidelines for different sound therapy devices and a targeted treatment plan.
My message would be that this does not have to be debilitating. It doesn't. You can learn to cope with it. You can learn to manage it.
Sound therapy works best when it's continuous, when it's a background signal, and when you, the user, don't have to fuss around and be alerted to it so much. Remember, what we're trying to do here is over time, condition the brain and desensitize it to the sound of tinnitus so that it can learn to shift and put tinnitus deep into the background. In order to do that, we don't want to draw any unnecessary attention to the ears. That's why these sound therapy devices are so effective, because you put them on and you live your normal day. You can use these devices all day or as many hours as you need, and you're not bringing any extra attention to your ears. Now compare that for a moment of just listening to sounds from a speaker on your phone. Well, you get text messages, you get interruptions, you might be using your phone to listen to some other audio. So really the whole experience there is interrupted. And every time you remember, oh yeah, I want to listen to sound therapy, you're reminding yourself, I have tinnitus. This is bothersome. This is something that I'm trying to push to the side. That's not what we want. We want this to be a consistent sound therapy experience when you can slowly but surely notice the tinnitus less and less and less without trying or forcing to do it. And that's the subtle difference of why sound therapy devices are really helpful. Another important point here is that you do not want to close your ear canals with earbuds or over-the-ear headphones, because your ear canals should be naturally open. That helps with your treatment of tinnitus when you're not closing your ears all the time to get your sound therapy. So these sound therapy devices, they have this rubber tip at the end, which has some natural holes in it. And we have found at Tribal Health, this is the most effective. And the research supports this as well. You want to still hear ambient sounds. You don't want to close off your hearing to the world. And that's why keeping your ear canals open is so crucial. Up next, we have cognitive behavioral therapy. Look, having constant ringing in the ears might make you stressed, anxious, or depressed. These are totally normal reactions given the circumstance of this constant noise, and I know that not many other people, like family or friends, can fully relate to what's going on for you. Did you know that those negative reactions, those negative thoughts, and being wound up in the fear and the anxiety can actually make tinnitus worse? And for some people, that is not a small change, right? That's a significant difference. And when it's worse, it's often to get more upset, and that can create a vicious cycle for those dealing with tinnitus. Fortunately, cognitive behavioral therapy, also referred to as CBT, has a lot of evidence and support for being able to reduce or stop this kind of spiral. Many doctors will refer their patients out to psychologists or behavioral therapists for this kind of treatment. However, our team at Tribal Health is trained in cognitive behavioral tools and exercises for tinnitus. Replacing those automatic negative thoughts with accurate thinking. CBT has a lot of applications, but meta-studies, which provide a comprehensive review of the best studies, have found that it can significantly reduce patients' annoyance and other emotional problems that can accompany tinnitus. One specific study tried CBT in comparison with another activity that often gets suggested for reducing stress, yoga. And the study found that patients preferred CBT to yoga to help cope and manage tinnitus. As an example of the kind of person that this might help, one of our leading audiologists at Tribal Health, Dr. Tracy Peck Olcom, who has over 20 years experience as a tinnitus specialist, had a patient named Melinda who had anxiety and panic attacks related to tinnitus. The CBT techniques that Dr. Tracy taught Melinda were essential for her recovery. They helped her get her concentration back so that she could focus at work. CBT techniques helped Melinda get back to living her life. She had to focus on concentration at work, and with these tools, she was able to stay focused and stay present with the work she was doing. Now, at times, Melinda just wanted to stay in bed in the morning and not wake up and get her kids ready for school and get ready for work. This was very intense for her. But with the CBT tools, she was able to have the right perspective and the right responses to her automatic negative thoughts so that she could take that next step and she could slowly but surely make the progress that she needed to get better.
I had immediate relief, just the hope from Dr. Tracy and following the plan and the therapy. I doubted it was going to work. I really did, to be honest, but I just did what she told me to do.
We do have a few pointers for getting the most out of CBT, and generally speaking, these are best practices. First, you should have multiple sessions that are consistent, and you need to practice in between these sessions, okay? This is not something that's just going to get better in a matter of days, and CBT is not going to be an immediate effect of, wow, I tried this technique and I'm all better. This does take consistency. It does take practice. I would recommend sticking with this for at least 3 weeks and likely at least 2 months. Depending on your unique case, you may need more or less time, and we can certainly help you with that if you reach out to us at Treble Health. So remember this, CBT tools and exercises, this is the active part of neuroplasticity for tinnitus. There's an active and a passive part. Earlier, we talked about the passive part, which is sound therapy. When you get your sound therapy set up right, you have the sound therapy devices in your ears. It's very easy to use them, and you just live your day, and that sound therapy in the background is helping you out. That's passive. You don't have to really do anything to it. But the active part of this are the CBT tools and exercises, reframing negative thoughts, putting things into perspective, noticing when your mind is not serving you, notice the anxiety and stress loops, notice the fight or flight reaction, and have tools and techniques to get out of them. Now that takes work. That's why it's called the active component. But I assure you, when you combine the active component, which works on your conscious mind, you have to put effort there, you can choose to do it. And you pair that with the sound therapy, which is retraining the tinnitus at a subconscious brain level, then you have this comprehensive approach, this holistic approach, which really does move tinnitus forward, and it moves tinnitus down over time in the direction that we want. The third treatment on our list is tinnitus retraining therapy, or TRT, which includes different kinds of therapies to reduce tinnitus, including sound therapy devices, which we mentioned earlier, that you've learned can provide soothing sounds, helping reduce the tinnitus perception, as well as a strong personalized counseling approach between you and your audiologist. The goal of TRT is to promote a natural brain process called habituation. Habituation just means gradual desensitization to a certain stimulus. And that could be a sound, that could be a sight, that could be a smell, that could be the physical touch of something on your skin. For instance, you probably don't think much about the clothes that you're wearing and how your skin actually does pick up these sense perceptions of the clothes as you move your body or even as you sit down. For those with pets, you quickly get habituated or adjusted to the smell of your pet's fur. Habituation in the context of tinnitus just means that your brain can reduce the perception of the ringing over time, so you experience it or you're aware of it less and less and less. And I know this might sound strange, but it works very well. One of the things that I find really effective about tinnitus retraining therapy is that it makes sure that each of you fully understand the anatomy of the ear and its relationship to the brain. It can help demystify of what's going on in the brain related to tinnitus. And that might sound like something that's nice to know, but studies have shown that it's a valuable part of the treatment process. Since understanding the causes of your tinnitus, well, it makes it less scary and it lessens your anxiety. That has a beneficial effect. One review even found that tinnitus retraining therapy significantly helped at least 80% of patients across different studies. And the authors suggested that tinnitus retraining therapy methods are updated, and over time, as they've become refined, they've gotten even more effective. The amount of time that it now takes to notice clear improvement has decreased significantly to typically within just 1 month. In my experience of the hundreds of patients who come to Treble Health for tinnitus retraining therapy, what we typically see is at the 2 week mark after starting treatment, the patients tend to say that they're noticing some relief. They're not hearing tinnitus as much, and The intensity of the sound may have decreased just a little bit. At the 1 month mark, they've now had significant time for the sound therapy to become normal in their life and to practice the cognitive behavioral tools and exercises. I went back and reviewed my notes of studying tinnitus retraining therapy with its founder, Dr. Jastreboff, and I want to share some of my top tips. First, tinnitus is not in your mind. It's not a psychological condition or a psychological disorder. Second, the recommended timeline for tinnitus does take some significant time. It's not a quick fix, but trust me, it's worth it. Third, tinnitus is not set in stone. Neuroplasticity can help you with tinnitus. Like I mentioned earlier, there's nothing permanently broken here. And because tinnitus is a neurological condition, with the right treatment in place, your tinnitus can improve over time. It's not set in stone. Tip number four is that when we take the average person struggling with tinnitus and we measure their sound in a quiet room, it's actually not that loud. And I say that with a smile on my face to show us that we can handle this, that we can do this. Tinnitus itself does not affect your ability to hear people. Also, I really recommend that your sound therapy is simple, meaning that you don't have too many adjustments that you can do during the day so that it really can just become a background sound. That's why I recommend the sound therapy devices that we use at Treble Health. They're excellent at this. They sit on the ears. They're comfortable. They're a background sound. You don't have to fuss with them. Using a smartphone app, using Bluetooth headphones, really that is not what I would recommend for most people who are looking for the proper tinnitus retraining therapy. Number four, fixing your sleep routine. A good number of people with tinnitus have trouble sleeping, and studies have found that those with tinnitus have a higher rate of insomnia and poor sleep. One 2022 study found that half of patients with tinnitus had a sleep disorder. But did you know that getting better sleep can actually reduce the tinnitus symptoms? That's because poor sleep takes a toll and can hurt your ability to cope with any kind of stressor. So just think about getting a bad night's sleep and how suddenly we're more irritable, things affect us more, we're a bit more on edge. There's a lot that you can do to prepare your mind and body for sleep. And a few things that I would recommend are, number one, reduce those lights. Keep a very dark bedroom. Number two, temperature. Typically a little colder is better to sleep deeply. Third, try not to drink too much water right before you go to sleep so that you can limit the amount of times that you're waking up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Additionally, don't eat meals late into the night. You might think this is just for weight loss, but actually when you eat food late into the night, say after 8 p.m. or after 8:30 p.m., then your body doesn't have that much time to metabolize and you're going to bed where your body is kind of working to process your food in your body. So what that means is it's actually better to eat an earlier dinner and to avoid snacks or avoid food, especially sweets, late into the night. Electronics, as far as electronics go, try not to watch movies or be on your phone or watch the news that stimulate your emotions too much. We don't want to be in that kind of cognitive space before we try to drift off to sleep. The key here is to calm the nervous system. There might be some other ways that you can do this, including taking a warm bath, guided breathing, taking a walk, slowing down, putting on a candle, turning off the TV. Any of those things can help prepare your mind and body for sleep. I often recommend that patients relax for 20 or 30 minutes before going to bed. And that might mean reading a book or taking a bath. Research has shown that reducing screen time and blue lights can also help. And if your tinnitus keeps you awake, you can try some sound therapy on your own, like keeping a fan blowing, having our sound therapies from our YouTube channel playing in the background, using your favorite sound machine like our Treble sound machine. All of this is accepted. All of this is encouraged to give sound to the tinnitus so that your brain is not so focused on it and you can drift off, relaxing yourself and go to sleep. One of my personal favorite tips from a course called CBT for Insomnia is that if you're in bed and you're trying to fall asleep, you've done all this, but still you're in bed, you're trying to fall asleep, it's been 20 minutes and you're asking yourself, okay, I've been here for about 20 minutes, what should I do? Research suggests that in that situation, you should stand up, go to a different room in your house, for example, the living room, sit on a chair, sit on a couch, don't have the TV on or anything, just sit up. Keep your eyes open or closed, whatever you prefer. Sit up and just breathe and stay awake until you get tired. And then once you get tired again, go back to your bed and try to repeat this process, or hopefully you fall asleep that second time. But even if you're up another 20 minutes, go back to the chair. What this does is it associates our bed with sleeping, not with restlessness. Finally, Lanier. Lanier is a product that's pretty cool and FDA approved for safety. It's based on this idea called bimodal stimulation. Bimodal just means two ways of stimulating the nervous system. And here's how Lanier works. You have headphones that play sounds, and you also have this device that you put on your tongue. The device in the tongue has an electrical pulse. The sounds play a certain kind of sound therapy, even though it closes your ear canals, which I don't like. You would get Lanier set up with an audiologist, and your audiologist would recommend the device for your tinnitus. The audiologist would then program the device to have specific tongue stimulation and specific sounds that are played that are most likely to help you. So what's special about using two methods of stimulation? The theory is that this helps change your brain's established neural pathways. And neuroplasticity is known to reduce tinnitus. Well, the bimodal stimulation process is relatively new and being studied to see how effective can it be clinically for patients in the United States who are struggling with tinnitus. If you want to learn more about any of the treatments I've spoken about in this video, please schedule a consultation with a Treble Health audiologist today. Our phone number is on the screen. You can call us. It takes just a few minutes to schedule, or click the links below to schedule yourself or take the tinnitus quiz to learn more about your symptoms. This is Dr. Ben Thompson saying thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben Thompson. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Remember, if you've ever been told there's nothing you can do for tinnitus, think again. At Treble Health, the tinnitus telehealth company that I founded, we're proving every day that improvement is possible. Our team of doctors are here to support you, so reach out if you need help. If you're looking for a place to start, take our free tinnitus quiz. I crafted it with expertise from the best in our field, and it's the next step that I believe could be a turning point for anyone who's struggling with tinnitus. All you have to do to get started is visit tinnitusquiz.com and see for yourself. Perhaps you'll find that Treble Health is exactly what you've been looking for. Well, until next time, keep working on your health and well-being, and I'll see you on the next episode.